My name is Linda Long, and I'm, as Pastor said, I'm filling in for Cindy Hatcher this week as the prophetic team. And we will be the prophetic team this week. Our responsibility is to practice hearing from God and practice speaking out his word to whoever he points out to us. So remember, we're practicing. And your responsibility is to judge the word that's given to you. Now, let me explain a little bit about that. Do not judge it with your mind. Do not judge it with your worldly thinking. It's when the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. That's how we judge it. Because sometimes in our mind, we can hear a word and be like, I don't think so. But the Spirit of God is saying, yes, yes, yes. So your spirit has to bear witness with what the Spirit of God is saying. So I'm going to start with you, Chris.
Okay, bear with me because this is my first time doing this. Okay, the young man in the gray. What is your name, sir?
You, yeah.
John? Oh, that's a great name. The Lord pointed out to me a short word that you have respect for him, and he appreciates that so much that you have ears to hear, and you're listening all the time to the words that he's giving you, and that's going to be a great blessing in your life. I had one other, and that was Kurt, who is not here right now. Rachel, is he here?
No, he's in the sound
booth. Oh, there's Kurt. Okay, Kurt, I felt like the Lord was saying that he loves your gentle spirit. You have this wonderful, precious, gentle spirit within you. He sees pain from your past, perhaps in relationship to a father figure, but he is your father. He wants to raise you up, and I see that he wants to use you, I believe, for cutting out lies and pain in other men's lives with your gentle love that you have for them.
So I want to add to this young man. John, pray for me so that I can remember names better. I'm fasting, so I have an excuse. But anyway, so right before she said what she said, I saw that you're a man of honor. And, like, I see, like, martial arts. I don't know if you actually do martial arts or not, but, like, you know, just, like, that honor and respect is a way of your life. And because of that, God is going to elevate you because of your honor. And you always respect authority. So I just bless you with that. And I saw Kurt, like, riding a bike and God is cheering on. Like, it's like he's just wanting to have fun with you. So just go for it. Ride the bike and just enjoy and laugh. And I think you are in that season where you're just enjoying the Lord and having fun with the Lord. Yes, amen. Do you have anything to add? No. Okay, so is it okay if I have just small liberty? Because Okay, I'm going to talk really fast, capture everything. Okay.
Okay. We have to honor our time here.
Yes, yes. I'm going to talk really fast, really, really fast. But anyway, last night I had a dream, and I was sitting over here because I had a dream that I was sitting on this side, and then I came up late to do the prophetic word, and then there was a dog right here, and it bit my hand so hard, and it was like police there, and the dog was there. And you know what I did? I don't really like dogs, but anyway, big dogs. And I said, sit, and then the dog sat, and then let me go, and I wasn't bleeding. And then I was like about to speak, and then he came up and bit my hand again. And then I say, sit, and then he sits. And then Cindy was here, and Cindy said, bulimia or something. So I felt like, and this is just for everybody, but I have personal word too, so I gotta go really fast. Anyway, I want to encourage all of you who came up for revelation that fear is a dog, and you just tell it to sit, and you take, and I think it happened to have twice because it's done. It is done. And therefore, and after that, I started getting all this revelation about all these prophetic words. I literally had to ask, which one do you want me to release? Because I can't say everything, Lord. And so I had two other people, but the person that I was supposed to prophesy, I saw in my dream, is not here. So I'm not supposed to release that. But when Juan came up, I saw Juan was so highlighted. And Juan, I feel like the Lord is saying that You are so excellent in all your ways because you honor the Lord. And you are this man who learned so much. And you are just so grounded and secure. But he's going to take you from confidence to boldness, where you are impacting the world. Right now, you're just managing everything so well. You're a man of honor. You're a man of excellence. And you do everything so excellently well and learned and stewarded. But he's going to take you into a place of boldness and just freedom. And just, it's even like, just spontaneous. Spontaneity. Amen.
Thank you, Mia. Hey, that's a record. That's big praise God right there. So John, I see you as an energetic person. I see you, maybe you're not in the natural, but I see as you are energy. You are energy for the Lord wherever you go. It's like people can feel the energy that's on you, that the Lord has in you. And you don't necessarily even have to say a word, but people know that you're a Christian. They can tell just by the Spirit of God that's in you, that energy of righteousness and holiness. And so I bless you with that. And Kirk, I feel like the Lord is saying about you is that he's giving you boldness. He's giving you boldness to not hold back and to speak what he says to you, because I feel like the Lord is talking to you and he tells you a lot of things, but you don't feel the boldness or the security to go ahead and speak out for him. But he said, open your mouth, son, and I'm going to fill it. I'm already telling you, and you open your mouth, and I'm just going to say it through you. So, God, I bless Kurt with boldness, God, and that I thank you that he already hears from you, and he has words for other people as well. So I bless him in Jesus' name. Okay, so my turn is... Dora, you can... Oh, don't you even. Don't you even. Uh-uh, girlfriend. So, this word is for Dorothy. And Dorothy, the Lord showed me the Lion of the Tribe of Judah walking next to you. Wherever you go, he's walking next to you. And at the times when you feel a little insecure or anxious, he takes his paw and he picks you up and puts you on his back. And he carries you during those times. It's like the footprints in the sand poem where there's, you know, the four footprints and then there's only two. That God carries you. And every time he carries you that way, you gain more strength, more trust, more truth, more love, more hope. And then he puts you back down on his side again. And then the next time, if there's an issue, that he'll pick you up and carry you again. So he's always with you. And I bless you that the Lord is always with you. He's always beside you, or he's carrying you through the hard times of life. But he's always with you, and he always loves you. So I bless you, Dorothy, in Jesus' name. Oh, and Mike.
Oh.
So I'm timing you too.
I can make quick work of it. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. So this morning when I came in as we were doing run through, the Lord really impressed us as there's someone here this morning who, as we greet each other, you've got a smile on your face. But behind that smile, you're struggling. And he knows that you're struggling. And he says, I'm the God of your breakthrough. Today is the day of your breakthrough. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. Let me put my glasses on so I can read this correctly. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. No longer struggle. Also, no longer be afraid to come before the Lord and lay it down at his feet. This morning, he wants you to come, and he wants you to come boldly into the throne room. He wants you to come boldly to look up and gaze in his eyes and to realize that he is your Abba Father, and be healed, be restored, and be delivered. In Jesus' name.
Okay, did any of you have any word for Dorothy? Or
just real quick.
Okay.
Just real quick, that I feel like the Lord said she's his evangelist, and she has such great boldness on her, and he is blessing her and healing her.
So all your weakness is the strength that you're going to carry. He's making all your weakness into your strength, and he's going to push you forward, and he's going to carry you, and then you're going to go in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Give the Lord a praise.